Did you keep any other grain?
No, we didn't ever keep maize or kaffir. We didn't ever keep any of that. Mm-hmm. We raised cotton 1 year after we married. We planted 10 acres, and my husband and I picked 10 bales. We quit after that.
Boy, that's hard work, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We didn't want to keep their children out of school as we'd been.
Yeah. When you were a girl, did you have any funny names that you used for the outdoor toilet?
No.
Well, I should just say, what?
Just
what?
Privy.
That was a general term.
Privy. Yeah.
I'm glad that's gone.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, I like this indoor plumbing.
I do too. it still is people around here in the country. My sister over here, she has an outdoor toilet. In these days, she don't have running water. She has running water in the house. She has a washing machine in the house, but then she don't have a bathroom or anything like that in the house. I think that's just too bad. Those old people.
Gee, yes. These cold mornings.
Yeah, my husband had this house built modern in 1914. Then the next year, we bought the farm north of us in 1915.
Hmm.
So we have a half section here.
Mm-hmm. When you cut hay in the early days, how did you gather it?
We had what they call a sulky rake.
One of the big...
Uh-huh, bows of forks. And then they shocked it in little stacks. Mm-hmm. And then they'd take and load it on the wagon, cut in the barn. Yeah, we did that. Didn't bale it. Then my husband got him a sandwich baler.
Hmm.
That was run with an engine, you know.
Uh-huh.
And running it.
It was stationary, wasn't it? And they'd bring the hay to the baler?
Yes, with a buck rake.
Yeah.
Buck rake, that was two long teeth, had a lot of teeth in it, and had a horse on each side, a shaft on each side, that had two horses that pull it, you know. And their heads are tied together with baling wire across there. And they drive those horses and buck it up to the baler. And they feed it into that baler.
Mm-hmm. The horses were behind the rake.
Yeah, and pushed it up there.
You mentioned putting the hay in these little stacks, these little ones. Well, what were they called?
Shocks.
Shocks.
Uh-huh.
And then before he baled, when he had these shocks, what did he do with the hay?
Stack it. We used to stack it.
Uh-huh.
Stack it outside in long stacks, you know.
Was this sort of loaf-shaped?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to stack our hay before they ever did that, before we went putting it in the barn.
Mm-hmm. Just in a, what did you call it when you stacked it?
In a stack, and then sometimes they'd top it off with something that shed water, and sometimes they'd put a wagon sheet or a canvas over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tie it down, help shed the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good hay.
I bet it was in those early days when this ground was rich.
I can remember my father planting millet. He liked millet for his horses in the early days.
Where were the cows kept?
Well, we had a pen in those days, just had a cow pen.
Was this by the barn?
Yes, near the barn. The barn would be shelter on one side, you know, windbreak.
How about the horses?
Well, we kept those in the barn. They had stalls, and my husband would bed his horses down every night. That was my job, to have the cobs out of the feed trough and put in a sack. We'd burn the cobs, you know, in the cook stove, and put the grain in there. Before he come in from work, he'd work till dark, you know, and then he'd have to unharness them. But I'd always have the horses fed.